Happy June! This is Jan Bratt and this is my June Hedgegram. This is the time I stop every month to write some tidbits about my life as a children's author and illustrator. If you know me at all, you know that the illustration part of the process is the creative engine for my books. I'm an avid reader and I marvel at the level of nuance and creation of other worlds that authors can create. It never ceases to be a miracle that someone else's mind can be seen via their books. And all the time, we readers are receiving those words and believing them or not believing them. It is so deeply satisfying when a writer's words ring true and allow you to see a part of humanity or a part of the animal kingdom that has never seen the light of day in one's own mind. I am reading the autobiography of Oliver Sacks, an author whose work I deeply appreciate. The first book I read was The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat. Sacks was a neurologist who described in an eloquent and loving way some of the bizarre mental conditions he had seen in his practice. One of my favorite books he has written, though, is Oaxaca Journal, a book about a trip he took with the Fern Society. Anyone who goes to Mexico with the Fern Society to see ferns is walking an unusual path. I love ferns, but have never gotten further than putting them in every book I can and buying a few books about them and planting a few varieties. This last book is rather shocking, as I had him pictured as a curious, sedentary, friendly uncle type. But he's not. He has a quote at the beginning of his book that was written by one of his teachers at a young age. "Oliver will go far, but I hope he doesn't go too far." It reminded me of a similar remark a teacher made about a relative. All geniuses are odd, but all odds are not geniuses. Human beings have such a large capacity to explore a subject and let it become their whole world. I've known a few geniuses in my life, and it's really interesting how they manage to come up for air when engrossed in their field of interest. I'm just finishing the first spread for The Mermaid and the Three Octopus. We moved up to our summer camp, and I got to look through all the coral shards and shells I collected in Okinawa, Japan over the last 20 years. My daughter and her husband, who are Marines, were stationed there 3 times. Little did I know back then how much my heart would be captured by that place, and that in the future I would set a book there. A year ago, I was snorkeling at one of the incredible dive sites where I saw a baby octopus. By now, it is probably huge or has been eaten by another sea creature. I love to sit at my work table and recreate my memories of the ocean there. I was astounded that so many people videotaped their spear diving excursions. It's as if you're swimming through the coral reefs, but on YouTube. Of course, I have to close my eyes when they spear the fish. I am in absolute heaven working on this book. The experience is going to get even more emotional when next month I will visit the New England Aquarium and visit their giant Pacific octopus. If you are curious about the natural world, I would suggest The Soul of the Octopus by Cy Montgomery. She has also written a children's nonfiction book, a companion to it, called The Octopus Scientists. Joe and I just drove from Massachusetts to Lucasville, Ohio to a poultry show, not a fair. And for some reason, an idea popped into my head about a house hedgehog. A friend, who I gave a chicken to, made the chicken into a house chicken. It watches TV with them and is a pet. I got thinking about how hedgehogs hibernate and never got to see the depths of winter. I love winter and all its beauty, so I'd like to write about a hedgehog that gets taken in for the winter by a little girl and gets to see the loveliness of snow through the window. Obviously fiction, but a great way to paint winter scenes and especially a hedgehog. I hope the changing of the seasons is invigorating for you and ideas pop like popcorn for new creative projects. Your friend, Jan Bratt.